Joining us now is Tegan Zabrowski with, you heard from Taryn a little bit earlier, and now we've got Tegan in the studio with us today. And good morning, Tegan, and I guess I want to know some of the same thing, where you've been in rodeo, what got you started in rodeo, and what your future plans are with rodeo.
Good morning. I guess what got me into rodeo was we just have always kind of been surrounded by it a little bit, and then we really got into it probably 5 or 6 years ago, and we've just taken off since then.
And tell me, what events do you participate in now?
I participate in the calf roping and the team roping also.
Same thing. Do you have to rope with your brothers?
Well, I don't have to, I guess. I get to
do
rope with my twin brother.
Oh, did they pay you to say that?
Yes.
Do you,
did.
What do you guys flip a coin over who's going to head and who's going to?
Oh, I guess it was just something that we picked when we were littler, and then it's just always been that way. We switch in practice and stuff sometimes, but most of the time I head and he heels.
And he heels. Okay. So tell us what your future looks like with the sport.
I guess right now, I guess we're just going to go college rodeo for a couple of years and going a long ways away from home, but we're pretty excited about it.
And you're going to Arizona as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
Same college. Know
what? It doesn't matter, because I hear you have an uncle down there that'll be helping you out a little bit,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do.
And that'll be fantastic. So one thing I want to know that's kind of a silly question. If you could choose any band or singer at the rodeo to sing the national anthem, who would it be?
George Strait.
So let's talk a little bit, too, about this fundraiser that we're doing today and why it's so important for people to call in and donate whatever amount that they can for this great arena that's going to be built on this beautiful piece of property out by Sturgis High School.
Yes, it is such a good position for it to be built. It's not in town anymore, so it's kind of just going to be pretty handy to get to right out there by the high school. I think it's going to be an awesome facility once it gets done. It's just taking a while for it to get done.
Okay, and where is the rodeo road taking you next?
Taking me next, we're going to Shawnee, Oklahoma here in 2.5 weeks.
What do you have to take to get to a rodeo in Oklahoma? Obviously, you don't just board a plane and get there when you're a roper.
No, you just have to pack the trailer, I guess, just like you do every weekend, because this one will be a little bit heftier pack since we're going to be gone for a week.
Do you guys share horses? You have the same horse?
Well, we don't share horses in the team roping, but Tarver, my little brother, and I share a calf horse.
One other thing I just want to ask, what are your three items that you can't live without when you pack up to go to the rodeo?
I guess a rope, a horse, and my brother so I can rope.
And your brothers. Excellent. Well, I'm glad you have such a good family that you get to go share and make memories together. And thanks again for joining us in the studio.
Thank you.